There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Drive Live, Talks Automotive.
We are talking cars and all things automotive on the programme today. We have two guests with us. We have Damien Reid, motoring journalist. Hi, Damien.
Good Hello.
To have you back.
Good to be back.
We're also joined by Fayaz Chan, co-founder of We Cash Any Car. Hi, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Thanks for coming in. Now, if you have a car and you want to sell your car, which lots of people do, we're going to try and give you the best advice. So if you have questions for either of our two guests, text us 4001 or via the free messaging app. So we are going to start with selling cars. I mean, where I come from, you buy a car, generally speaking, you'd keep it for a while. Here, we have a massive turnover of people wanting to change their cars, get the latest models, Damien. Why do we have such an innate desire to have the shiny, brand new, best thing on the road?
I guess it's because there's this attitude of people living here that we're here for a short time, and cars here are generally cheaper than in most other parts of the world also. So there's a lot less sales tax. There's import duties that are much reduced or at zero in a lot of cases. So cars that have been out of people's range in other parts of the world suddenly are affordable. And also petrol has been cheap. So you can go bigger on the bigger engine, or you can get the big SUV that you weren't allowed to have because you lived in central London or something like that. So people do that. But then they move on very quickly, and they upscale to the next model very quickly because it's a very transient market. There's a lot of cars on the market all the time, and it's just one of those things. When I buy a car back home, for instance, I think long term. I think 5, 8, 9 years. Here you're thinking, yeah, maybe 1, 2 years, give it a blast and see when we move on.
And Fayaz, I guess for you this is great news. If people are selling their cars frequently, I mean, you're a happy guy.
Yeah, of course. We've actually done a recent survey on Divizzle, and we found that 60% of the users who participated in it actually said that they sell their cars within 3 years. So that was actually quite interesting to find. And most of these guys were selling them before they reached 100,000 kilometer mark as well. So just generally, yeah, I mean, like you said, people, it's a transient market. People are selling. They want to upgrade. We also found 46% of the people were actually selling to upgrade to a better, bigger car as well.
I'm not surprised there. People are thinking, I've got X car and now I've got my eye on the faster model or, you know, the more powerful engine. But Damien, surely if people are, there's such a high turnover of cars, people are selling them all the time. Aren't they losing money in terms of the depreciation? I mean, if you're constantly doing this, you're racking up car loans left, right and centre.
Yeah, the basic laws of finance and depreciation and car ownership doesn't change in any market in the world you're in. So when you drive the car out of the showroom, bang, you've just lost about 30% on the price of the car.
Is it 30%? I thought it was 20. Don't say that.
No,
it's up to 30.
It is. It's a substantial amount. So the idea is that you either, and it's the same rule that applies anywhere, you either buy near new, and so you let someone else cop that hit for you, or you keep the car longer. And the other thing that's happening now is that that's a fairly recent thing in the last few years here is the extended warranties and servicing, which makes it attractive for people to keep their cars. And that kind of gives you, as far as we're saying, is it gives you that point where you want to turn your car over before you reach that, say, 100,000 kilometre free service mark expires, which wasn't around, say, even 3, 4 years ago. There wasn't that kind of incentive.
And obviously we've seen the introduction of that. Used cars are looking more appealing. Buying from somebody that's selling their car because, you know, they want it in a different colour, or they want the 2 litre or the 3 litre engine. Is it a great time to be buying cars, Fayaz?
Buying new cars or used
cars?
Yeah, I think what you've noticed is when people are buying less new cars, they're generally moving towards used cars. And with the market conditions at the moment, we generally find that people are buying more used cars. You have events where Ramadan specials are coming on. People are looking at upgrading their new cars. So there's a lot of opportunity available on Divizzle and platforms out there, which allows you to buy new cars.
I'm wondering about that. How much has VAT impacted new car sales, Damien?
At the moment, it's
anecdotally, I know it's hard to say, but I mean, there's been lots of speculation over, you know, growth in the used car market. I'm wondering if we're starting to see that.
I think we will. I think we're starting to see a growth in the used car market. That discussion that we had at the start of the year about VAT, that is still ongoing. I was talking to someone just yesterday saying, how much do I pay? How much is the VAT? And you know, about the fact that it's on the sale price of a car for dealers selling it, and the profit margin or other. So there's still a lot of that around, but that is going to bump up the used car market. Because it's pushing things along in that direction. But at the moment, we're only into February. It's still very early to find out how much that impact the VAT has had. Probably say June, we should get a bit of an indication.
And if you're listening to this, thinking right, I'm thinking about selling my car because I do want a faster model, obviously. you know, where should we be selling it? Flyers, where should we be thinking of going? Because there's so many options out there.
Yeah, I mean, the beauty of Dubizzle now allows you to, there's three different services, so you can actually sell it yourself. You can go to the Sell It For Me platform that allows you, Dubizzle will now actually sell the car for you. And also we have the Cash It For Me service as well, where we will actually give you a cash price for the car as well.
So people are, you know, in terms of what you're offering, there are plenty of things, you know, available to consumers now.
Yeah, it's ideally the one-stop shop, right? So if you want to find a used car, you can go there. If you're a trader and you want to find a used car, you come to a platform like WeCashAnyCar, and you can buy inventory there as well.
Can we look at a very specific example? I'm trying to get an idea of, if you buy a new car and as soon as you drive it off the forecourt, you lose 30%, which is a shocking statistic, isn't it? But clearly that happens. And depreciation goes year by year. When is the optimum time to sell a new car? When do you reach a level where you're going to be comfortable, I suppose I'm asking? Because Dennis has just texted in and said, look, what should I expect to get for a Pajero I got in November? It had 10,000 kilometres on it. I paid 97,000 for it, which sounds a little bit high to me. Maybe it's full spec or something. But is there a point at which there's an optimum time to think, okay, I can part with this now, and it's the least painful?
I think whilst it's still in the warranty and still in its service period, for sure, any time during there. But now you can purchase extended warranties. So if you think that's going to be the bait that will get a sale, you can enjoy the maximum benefit of whether it be a 5-year warranty or 100,000 kilometres free servicing. When you get to the end of that period, it might be worth your while going to the dealer and saying, look, I want to buy an extension of it, and then put your car up in the market. So it still makes it attractive for the buyer. Because the buyer doesn't want to feel like he's just offloading it now. All his free stuffs are finished. But that's because as soon as it crosses over that point, that's when you start to cop your second whack of depreciation.
Okay. But I mean, Dennis has got back in touch and he says, "Yes, I got it new last November. So this is a brand new car. You know, not even 6 months old. Is this the kind of trend that we're seeing? I mean, I don't know what's wrong with it, Dennis, but, you know, he's clearly not happy with it anymore, or he wants a faster car, or maybe, you know, he could be leaving the UAE for all we know. But, I mean, November, and he wants to sell it. Is that quite commonplace?
At WeCash, we find that quite often, where people are actually leaving the country. You said earlier on, it's a transient market, so people are coming, they're leaving, so they do come in and cash their cars.
So, I mean, by this measure, if Dennis paid 97,000 dirhams for his car last November, mileage is that reasonably average mileage, 10,000, that's attractive to people. But if it lost 30% as soon as he drove it off the forecourt, you've probably got a car worth, what, 70,000?
I would say
it's
around
a hefty
about,
hit, isn't
yeah,
it?
It is. And unfortunately for Dennis, he's taken the hit to buy a car brand new and sell it very soon after buying it. I mean, there's a million reasons why people do that, and that's one of the reasons living here, you get transferred to a new job, or you move home or whatever. So there's a lot of extenuating circumstances. But that 6-month period is crucial, because that's when you lose the biggest chunk of value of your car.
Dennis sitting in his Pajero.
Sorry, Dennis.
Oh, he's leaving.
Not texting them again.
No, he's leaving.
Okay.
Dennis has clarified. Dennis has come back. He's leaving. So, unfortunately for him, you know, maybe when he bought the car, he had no idea he was leaving. So, yeah. Okay, Dennis. I hope we've not put you off selling it too much, because he's going to have to. Okay, let's move on.
Move on, NLT.
Yeah. We have two guests with us in the studio today. We have Damien Reid, who's a motoring journalist, and Fayaz Chand, co-founder of WeCash Any Car, which was recently acquired by Dubizzle. We've had quite a few questions in for our guests, and that number again, 4001, or via the free messaging app if you want to get in touch. Right now, though, we're going to take a call. We have Ashish on line 3. I think he should be able to join us now. Hi, Ashish.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your question?
Hi, I have an Honda CR-V which I purchased in October 2014. I have driven it for 67,000 kilometers, and now I have found a job in Abu Dhabi, and I would be commuting from Dubai. So now my question is, what is the right time to sell this car, considering that my mileage goes up significantly from here? And should I then wait for any summer deals, or basically just get rid of this car, considering that it would be, in few months' time, it would be like 80,000, and then there are no buyers in the market for CR-V?
Okay, Fayez, do you want to answer that first?
Yeah, sure. Yep. Your kilometres is 67,000 at the moment, you said?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so look, for Honda CR-V, that's actually still relatively quite a low kilometres in terms of a cash buying view of looking at it. We find that these kind of cars that come into Cash It For Me on the Divisal platform, we find that they have a lot higher kilometres, up to 100, 120. There are still buyers for them out there. So it's not as bad as you think. It's actually a very good resale value in terms of that car. It's quite easily sellable. You're doing commuting to Abu Dhabi, so you need a good, reliable, safe car as well.
And Damon, would you echo those sentiments?
Yeah, I mean, as Fayez says, good kilometres. However, you're reaching this period now with the weather coming in, a lot of people leaving for summer, that if you do want to make that decision, you need to make it fairly soon, because values will start to dip a little bit for summer period, because there's really good deals coming through the dealerships in the summer period and fewer people around. So, and you're going to start knocking up kilometres very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. So I think at the moment, you could probably maximise the value on the car where it is right now before you start getting into the long-haul commutes every day and the weather starts picking up and people leave the country for a month or two.
Any car that you guys can recommend? Probably a 7-seater, considering my parents will be moving with me.
Well, it's a good time right now with Ramadan offers coming around the corner. Mm. Keep your eyes open, see what's available, and really, you know, go to the dealers and see what the best offers are there out there. And also on Divisal, you may have a look at what's available. And really, it's a matter of choice. What do you like? What is it that you feel comfortable with? What is it that you're going to enjoy driving? Don't forget, most of the days we spend, if you're going to be commuting, you're going to be spending a lot of time in the car. So you want something comfortable.
And Damien, any seven-seaters that stand out in your mind?
Yeah, don't forget to have a look at the Korean brands as well. They're offering some really good value, some good deals for Kia, Hyundai. These guys are putting out some good product now and offering some very good deals. So, yeah, have a bit of a shop around. And, of course, you know, you get some amazing deals that are near you. Other people who have taken that hit for you, you can probably get something very good that's maybe 6 months old as well.
Okay, Ashish, hopefully that helps.
That was very helpful. Thank you, everyone.
No problem. Thanks for calling. So, yeah, I mean, really good options for him. And probably at 67,000 kilometres, like you said, he was worried that was too high, but it's not.
No, I mean, in terms of the resale value, in terms of trade, it's still quite relatively low. You generally, I mean, like you said, when we did the survey, people are selling them below 100,000 kilometres. And that's simply because now they are getting the 5-year option of the warranty and the service contract. So people are trying to get out of it before, you know, it gets a bit too late.
Okay, Fayez, we've had a text in for you from Raj. It says, "Hi, all these car dealers that buy cars for cash work together. The minute you take your car to one, it goes in a database and then all of them know you are trying to sell." And he says he's just suffered with this example. Now, obviously, what do you have to say about that, Fayez?
Yeah, I'm sorry he had to suffer and go through that, but that's actually not true. If that was the case, then we would be, you know, out of a job. I mean, if competition worked together, it would be a great, you know, we would literally be out of a job. But look, what it is, I think if you need to understand the process, we have a limited amount of dealers in the market. So yes, maybe a lot of these car buyers do share the dealer database, but it's not exactly a database in that sense. Mm. People have options to go and source inventory. So they will come to WeCash Any Car. They will go on Divisals on the classified side. You know, they will go wherever they can to find that option. So I think what he's generally found is it's actually the market price that he's getting, which is similar to what he's getting in all the cash buying platforms that he's going out there.
And that's the thing, isn't it? Sometimes you believe your car is worth something, and what somebody else is willing to pay for it is a very different story.
It's an emotive thing, isn't it? Mm. I suppose as well. I mean, if you get used to your car and then you sell it, you have a figure in your head, I suppose. You want to get that, and if somebody's offering you 4, 5, 10,000 less, and that seems to be, it's disappointing. But the simple fact is, if you want to sell your car privately, you can go and do that. Yeah. Can't you?
Yeah, it's a matter of choice, right? Yeah. So you've got the option of, you know, going on a cash buying service. You've got the option of sell it for me now on Divisor, where they will help you sell the product for you and get maximized price for you. Or you can do it yourself. It's all about options. That's the beauty of UAE and Divisor it.
Okay, here's a text in for you as well. We've mentioned a couple of times that you've just been bought. This was your thing. You're the co-founder of We Cash Any Car. But here's a text. No name on it, Fires. As an entrepreneur, how will the acquisition by Dubizzle help you? So what have you, I suppose, what have you gained from that? I don't, there's an ulterior motive to the question. It's just interesting, I suppose, to know a bit of your history.
It's a great question. For us, it's definitely what Dubizzle are bringing into We Cash Any Car. They're giving us the ability to really expand this across the whole UAE. And really, what does that mean for the end user, for the person who wants to sell the car? We now have the buying power, we have the liquidity behind us, but we also have the brains and the vision of where we want as We Cash Any Car to be. Dubizzle share that. So what does it mean for you as an end user? You have a lot more options, and We Cash Any Car is just that one more option and one more service that Dubizzle will now provide.
Okay, we're going to put you both on the spot here now. We have Ahmed on the line, and he wants to have a rough guide, a current value of his car. Ahmed, thanks for calling. Tell our guest about your car.
Yeah, I'm driving an E300, a Mercedes E300, the business edition. I got it in 2011, brand new from dealership. I've had it obviously for 7 years. It's done 112,000 kilometers, agency maintained. Thank God I've never done an accident with it. It's just minor scratches from inconsiderate people who park from either side. So because summer is coming, the offers are going to be rolling in, so I'm thinking about selling the car. How much do you think would be a reasonable price to ask for?
So, Fires, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I mean, I think, look, the first step, what I would do if I was in your shoes, is actually have a look on Dubizzle and estimate the price. So have you seen what's like-for-like out there? Have you seen how much they're going for?
Not really, to be honest with you.
Yeah, so I think that would be the first step. I mean, let's put a mark out there. Say your car's, in theory, worth 100,000, right? In order for you to be competitive, you know, you'd have to price it slightly lower. You need to see what options you have compared to the other guys out there. And do the fundamental three things. I always advise people when you're selling your car, do the simple things. Make sure your car's clean. It's the most simple thing that people need to do, but they forget to do. So when you take your pictures, make sure your car's clean. Make sure your paperwork's in order. Make sure you have your service books ready. Make sure you have your keys as well. And then check your tires, open up the hood, just check if there's any leaks or anything out there. And just basically do the fundamental basics of just getting prepped to sell your car.
And Damien, anything to add?
Yeah, I mean, it's quite low kilometres for 2011. Was it 120,000 kilometres, you say?
112,000.
Yeah, so very low kilometres. Agency maintained, so you should be able to ask a premium for that. But again, as Faye says, you know, we're all dealing in the same market here, so we've got to be aware of, we're going into summer, there's some really good deals going around. But it should be at the top end. To be honest, I'm not quite sure what a 300E is worth in dirham value right now, but you should be able to sort of see what the competitors are. And if I was you, I'd be looking at the higher end of those, because of the low kilometres, agency maintained. If you've got all the stamps in the logbooks, definitely that's on your side as well.
Ahmed, best of luck.
Very well. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Good luck.
You cut me off there. I was just going to say, I'll offer you some money for that. That sounds like a deal to me. But you're right. That's quite low mileage, isn't it?
Very much so. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's Drive Live Talks Automotive. We've got two guests here. We've been talking about why we don't keep our cars for very long, why we sell our cars so frequently, and talking about what you need to know about selling cars. Damien Reed's here, motoring journalist, and Fires Chan, the co-founder of We Cash Any Car. Lots of texts in. Here's a story for you, or a question, and also a story, really. Hey, guys, nice discussion. My question is, will a Toyota Corolla 2014 model be sellable after 180,000 kilometres, or should I just forget about getting any money out of it? No major accidents, couple of scratches, but pretty decent vehicle. What do you think, Damien, first of all?
I would just run that thing into the ground and just keep driving it and driving it, which is what I did. My first car, I bought it, and I reached that point. Do I sell it now? Do I keep it? And I decided I'll keep it, because depreciation, it was now from AO, so depreciation is awful. Mm. But they're a fun car to drive, so I bought it for that. And I got to that point where I thought, I'm just going to keep it now. and I just, it was worth almost nothing, and I kept it for another 5 years, and it was worth even less than that. And I ended up selling it when it was 8 or 9 years old for next to nothing, but I enjoyed it. So if it's running and going okay, if you're going to sell it to make to recover some money, don't bother. Just hang on to it. Keep the thing running until it literally dies.
It's a good car, though, isn't it, Fayez? I mean, it's one of the perhaps one of the most reliable cars in history. Would you keep it?
Personally, you have a lot of exporters on this car, so there is an opportunity to actually export the car out there and get a bit more than, you know, say, trade price locally. So there is that option. And it's about, again, if he wants to get a new car, he wants to get something better, faster, as we're saying today.
Okay. Yeah. I could tell you a story about a Toyota Corolla. I came here in the late 90s, right? A friend of mum's living here. And at that time, taxis were private taxis. And I got in a taxi one evening, and the guy had a Toyota Corolla. And I was talking to him. It's a Pakistani guy, and he was talking about his car. So I looked at the odometer, and it was on 990,000. He bought the car from new. And I said to him, how on earth is your car? It was pretty decent, Nick. How on earth is your car going that long? It was 12, 14 years old, whatever it was. And he says, I change the oil and the air filter every 2,000 kilometres. That's the secret. When it gets to 1 million, I'm going to junk it. The question here, Mike, you're going to get a bit more mileage out of your Toyota Corolla.
They're reliable. It will go for a lot. Just keep it maintained. It'll go.
Alistair has this question. He says, is dealer servicing really worth it? I have a Mercedes and the dealer charges about 2 to 4 times more than other non-dealer Mercedes German car specialists. Over a 5-year service life, you might have spent 10 to 15,000 more dirhams servicing at a dealer, especially if you need any parts. Will you then get 10 to 15,000 dirham more at sale because you've used one of the dealers for all servicing? Damien, would that be something that is likely to hold true?
Yeah, I mean, I tend to play on the conservative side, and I tend to keep my car serviced by the dealer. For the stamps in the book, so it keeps the value up if that's important. But also, you just know that the products are going to be genuine. And again, we discussed this before about fake parts and counterfeit parts coming in that look identical to the new stuff. I would always play it conservative and just pay a little bit more and get it done through the dealership.
It makes it more sellable as well.
But, I mean, are you likely to see that return? You know, if you spent 15,000 more, are you likely to be able to sell it for that much more? If you have two of the cars and one's been, you know, serviced at an approved dealer and this one's been, you know, full service history, everything at the authorised specialist, is it going to be...
It's a percentage game. So there is a point with cars that you would actually save 10 to 15,000 dirhams. But it's roughly a percentage of the car's value. You'd be able to command a premium over someone who doesn't have this. But I think I'd get in that path because it's a bit of Russian roulette if you're not if you're using non-genuine parts and sort of taking shortcuts.
It also depends on the car as well. If it's something like a Porsche, it definitely impacts the resale value of it as well. And if that was the case, then I would agree that you would probably get 10 to 15 more.
Okay, here's another text for you. How much can I sell my Lotus Exige S 2010, 57,000 kilometres for? Any ideas on this? Very few ever advertised, this person says. So it's very hard to get a feeling for a market value. It's very hard to do the research locally, I suppose. Any thoughts on that, Fayez?
We've actually cashed a couple of them in last month, and we were paying around 115,000 to 120,000 on those. But the same way Sell It For Me actually sold one at 165. But they are very rare to find buyers for, and they are very difficult. But if you are going to sell it at this time of the year when people still get track days and it's a kind of a track car as well. So it's probably a good time to try selling it.
Wow, we've got quite a lot of cars coming in. Jürgen says, I have a 2005 Pajero, 250,000 kilometres, cash or trash? I like that, cash or trash?
Definitely cash. Pajeros, we've had Pajeros with 400,000 kilometres and they've still been cash. There is just a massive amount of buyers for these out there.
Okay, 2016 Range Rover Sport, supercharged, 51,000 kilometres, full options, white, red inside. Wow, been on T Street. What's its value? Anybody?
What year is it again, sir?
It is 2016.
2016, so quite new.
Quite new.
Yeah. I mean, that will hold us. That should hold its value better than most because it's Range Rovers are always in demand. That colour combination is popular with the locals and Emiratis who like Range Rovers. Mm. So that should. But having said that, Range Rovers do by nature lose a bit, but I think that would be right at the top end.
Okay.
Okay, Dave finally asks, where's Dave gone? Dave has a 2008 Hummer H3, 87,000 kilometres, good nick, low mileage, it's a weekend car. Is it worth anything? Cash or trash? That's what we're going to say. Cash or trash to Dave?
I'll definitely say cash again. There are buyers for these. The locals love them. They are quite good desert cars as well. People are interested in buying these kind of cars. Again, just put it out there and try your luck with it. And if it doesn't happen, then you can always trash it.
Getting harder to find too, because they don't make or sell Hummer anymore. Right. They're in that little bit of a lull where they've disappeared from the market and people are starting to look for them again. So that's going to start spur a bit of demand. So, I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Dave, there you
are. We've got lots and lots of valuations coming in and we're completely out of time. Yes, cash or trash. 2000 Lexus LX470 with 360 kilometres, cash or trash? Damien? LX470.
That will always turn over, won't it? People always buy those because it's based on the Toyota Land Cruiser, which is an iconic vehicle of this region. He'll always get his money for that, so cash that one.
Okay, excellent. That's all we've got time for on Drive Live Talks Automotive. Thank you to our guest, Fayaz Chand, who's a co-founder of We Cash Any Car, as we've mentioned, recently acquired by Dubizzle. Fayaz, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I'm motoring journalist Damien Reid. Pleasure to have you as always.
Thank you. Always pleasure.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.